Welcome back, and joining me today is Dewey Bulldoggers football coach Ashley Henley. Coach, first of all, congratulations to you and the Doggers. Snap a three-game losing streak, but more importantly, getting that first district win of the year at Kellyville. 46-31 was the final score. Coach, just your thoughts about that game on Friday.
Well, you know, like I think we talked about this going into the game, we viewed it as a must-win keep stay alive in the playoffs, you know, which is a goal for us to qualify. And so that's the biggest deal. We got the win. We got a plus 15 district points, too. So, you know, regardless, we came out which is good as an outcome as we could when you figure the win, the plus 15. And I was happy for our kids as hard as they work and everything. It can become a grind at times when the results aren't always there on Friday, but they do things right and they're good kids and they deserve it. So happy for them.
You know, that game last Friday, it wasn't pretty in some situations, but you know, like you said, a win is a win. But looking back at that game, and I'll tell you one kid that really I think had a breakout game, and that was Brandon Phelps. A couple of rushing touchdowns, and I thought he did have a breakable game that night.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. We knew he was capable and could. Now he's been a little bit limited early in the year with kind of banged up, and he's important for us defensively. But this week he was fresh all week long, healthy. So we felt like this might be the week that it happened. And sure enough, he did. You know, he had about 80 yards rushing on, I think, 13 carries, two touchdowns, had a touchdown receiving also. You know, that's big for us. We have to have other people that can contribute other than just Hunter Brewer, just you know, to take some pressure off him and obviously make us more, you know, give us more options offensively. And Brandon did that for us Friday.
Hunter Brewer coming back after setting out the Locust Grove game, over 100 yards rushing, and he basically did what he always does.
Yes, he did, you know, and tell you what, it was gutty because he's not healthy. He's not 100%. You know, he's not at risk out there, but he's dealing with some pain, and he gutted out, and I thought he got stronger as the game went, you know. So we're proud of him. We appreciate what he does for our team, you know. We realize how important he is to us, especially offensively. But, you know, he made a lot of plays on defense also. And we just hope that he can get healthier as the year goes and continue to contribute like he has.
It was nice to see Jonathan Blackman back on the field, I guess, on a limited basis. But, again, having him back certainly would give the Doggers another weapon they need.
Right, yeah. He's gradually getting back, you know, and we know when we get him back, and especially when we get him back on both sides of the ball and the contributions he can make, another guy that can be a weapon for us offensively that we really haven't gotten to scratch the surface with, you know, and, you know, then defensively in our secondary has struggled. Some of that has been the absence of him, and we'll be excited when we're able to get him back full time.
Coach, a short week this week, traveled to Tulsa to take on Lincoln Christian, probably one of the top three in whatever poll that you look at. And Lincoln Christian, I think, for real, and they've got a lot of weapons, starting with their quarterback.
Yeah, I agree. They're as good as advertised. You know, their quarterback is obviously a very good player, but, you know, he's got a lot around him. The running backs, good player as well. They've got multiple receivers, one that's really good. You know, so offensively, they're kind of a juggernaut, if you will. Defensively, they're kind of the same way. They swarm the football, don't make mistakes. You know, they're going to make you earn what you get. So they're a good football team. We're looking forward to the challenges of playing them and competing against them.
I know that the defense has struggled for a few times this year. What is the defense going to have to do to stop this very powerful Lincoln Christian offense?
First thing we've got to do is we've got to play better in the secondary. I mean, some of it is discipline, doing our job, getting our eyes where they go based on our coverage and things like that. And, you know, and that's the first step. Those are correctable things that we're going to continue to emphasize. But obviously, we're going to have to play better in the back end, tackle better. You know, Friday, there's times we still didn't tackle as well as we're capable of, you know, so that's something we've got to continue to work and improve on and be good tacklers. And really, defensively, it's all about 11 guys playing together and doing their job and playing with great effort. And I think the effort's there. We've just got to get the other two, and we'll be ready to go.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us, and best of luck to you and the Dongers this Thursday against Lincoln Christian.
No problem. Thank you.